"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. If you missed the parts of the show or the whole show, John Cobell Show on Demand, the podcast on the iHeart app. Moist Lines 877-MOIST-86. Call and issue all your complaints about the world, 877-MOIST-86. And we're going to play that back on Friday.
And
what?
What else is on that whiteboard?
Oh, at John Cobell Radio for Instagram.
And X.
And X.
Yes.
Okay. Have I covered everything?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Don't overload my brain. I'm going to start screwing up the name of the show. Got to remember too much. Got too many cue cards now in front of me. All right. We are going to talk with Andy Field from ABC News. The Boeing plane that Alaska Airlines had. And this is the one that the door plug blew out. It's a plug to cover up a place where a door could be, but Alaska Airlines doesn't configure this particular plane that way. They don't need it, so they install a plug. It's supposed to be bolted on, and it blew out. Big pressure change, and now they're finding out other planes in the Alaska Air fleet and the United fleet, maybe the bolts weren't tight enough in these door plugs. Let's get Andy on, because the National Transportation Safety Board is doing an investigation. Andy, how are you?
I'm good. This is a heck of an advertisement for taking the bus.
Yeah.
This is disturbing, although the White House this afternoon said, well, look, Americans should feel safe because they're looking into this problem. The fact is that they didn't look into the problem before it happened. And there's a whole lot of questions, not just in terms of the companies that made this stuff, but how did these things pass FAA inspections? There's a whole lot more to this than just the company forgot to screw in a couple of bolts, or Boeing didn't bother to double check it, or the airlines didn't bother to do any safety checks. There are supposed to be FAA inspectors along every step of the way here to make sure that these things are being done properly. I know that there have been budget cutbacks over the years, and that what we think is happening, not just with FAA inspectors, but with food inspections and everything else, often doesn't happen because they just don't have the people to do it. So I think this is going to be a much wider investigation than just who messed up and not making sure those bolts were secured.
Yeah, because it seems bolt tightening is basic. You know, obviously,
It goes one way and it gets tighter.
Right. But it's one of the first things you think an inspector would check are the bolts that you need and all the other fastening materials. Are they all connected properly? Is everything tight, right? Before you get into whether the software is working and the computers are working, it's like, all right, is the actual structure of the plane intact?
Yeah, and this is, look, Boeing has a tremendous PR problem on its hand. It only has one major competitor, and that's Airbus. And there are many airlines, because of the 737 MAX problems that happened before, these horrifically tragic crashes, because when they designed the MAX, they changed the way the wings and the engines were attached, had some software fix that was supposed to compensate for that, but many of the pilots never got training to either know about that. And in that case, the two pilots were fighting a system they didn't know they had to fight or how to compensate for it. That took the plane offline for almost 3 years. It's back in business. A lot of people had forgotten about those tragic accidents and didn't think much about flying these new planes. And now we have this issue. And as you mentioned, I think United and Alaska have found other loose hardware. United Airlines finding loose bolts in exactly the same place where those door plugs were supposed to be and other things. So this is an endemic problem in all of these planes, and there are several hundred of them out there that are now grounded. And, of course, Alaska and United, I think, are the only ones that fly this particular model. And their passengers are having problems right now because there's no planes to fly them on these scheduled routes.
Is each entity in the chain here supposed to do inspections? Boeing, Alaska, or United, and the federal government as well? I mean, I know
the airlines are supposed to do routine maintenance and inspections at various certain hours on the airframe. I don't know what exactly the requirements are. But when these planes are built, they have to be certified by the FAA that they can fly properly, that they can pressurize properly, that the flaps work, the engines work, the avionics work, all of the things that go into making your flight safe are supposed to be certified. The airframe is one of them to make sure that when it's pressurized. Now, what's interesting is that this particular airplane wasn't allowed to fly long distances over water because it had a number of pressurization issues, but they couldn't trace where it was coming from. It may indeed have been coming from the fact that there was something wrong with that door plug, and that's why it wasn't pressurizing properly, and then finally gave away.
And is that upsetting anybody either at the FAA, the NTSB?
There's a lot of people there on fire.
That Alaska Airlines actually issued a restriction on these very same planes because of what may turn out to be the very same problem, but they didn't ground the planes. They didn't ground the planes
There's a whole lot of police that don't seem to be on the beat at the moment here, and I think that's going to be a big part of this investigation.
Are the bolts going to be tightened and these planes sent up for normal flights soon, or is this?
Well, the FAA says that they're not going to recertify these planes for safety until they can absolutely guarantee that these things aren't going to pop off again.
Right. So, and nobody else.
Well, maybe put stronger seatbelts in there and enjoy the wind.
Yeah, and hold on to your kids a little tighter too.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that there was, I heard there were only six empty seats on the plane out of 177 seats. What are the odds that two of the six was row 26 A and B right next to the blown out door?
Well, whatever they were, it was pretty fortunate because there are other aviation experts that we've spoken with who say that if this was at a much higher altitude and the plane was pressurized even greater than it would have been 16,000 feet there. I mean, we can, even in California, we are. What is the mountain range to the east of you? How high does that go up? 10,000 feet?
At least.
So it's only 6,000 feet higher than that. You can breathe at 10,000 feet. It gets tougher at 6,000 feet, 16,000 feet.
Right.
But anything higher than that, and you've got a lot of pressure pushing from the outside, inside of the plane out, And if there's structural damage, it's going to suck a whole lot of things out of that plane, including people.
Yeah, especially if you're standing up. You're walking around
the
cabin.
We're not belted in. But, you know, there have been instances where this type of thing has happened with structural damages, and then it's not just taking the people out. It's taking the whole row of seats out with it.
Right. Could something like that cause a plane to burst apart, do you know?
I don't know the structure of that particular plane. Most of those planes are built to withstand some kind of structural collapse in a flight where if part of it breaks, the rest of it's still going to hold together. But, you know, there was a dramatic flight years ago. I think it was Hawaiian Airlines, where the top of the plane ripped off.
Oh, I remember that.
And
yeah.
and you saw it when it landed, and there were people still sitting in their seats, you know, just completely shell-shocked. And there were people sucked out of that as well, but the plane stayed intact.
All right, Andy, thanks for coming on.
All right, guys, thanks.
Andy Field from ABC News. It's just that planes are so incredibly intricate, especially with, you know, if you've glanced into a cockpit and all the computer power in there, all the technology. I mean, the thing runs on automatic much of the time. And for that, and everything, like he said, they have to be built to withstand all kinds of severe shocks and severe weather. And for this thing to be almost taken down by loose bolts, what, a screwdriver, a wrench, what?
How much are those mechanics getting paid for doing stuff like this?
I don't know. Are these the people showing up stoned to work?
They all need raises so we can be safer.
Yeah, what do they want?
We give them whatever they want.
All right, the cost of flying is really high now. Right? I'm not going to notice an extra $10.
Exactly.
That's what they want. I just don't understand how something that simple. And it's on a whole bunch of planes. But it must be something with the manufacturing process. And definitely three sets of inspectors missed this too. I don't get this. I don't get any of this. When we come back, the door plug itself was discovered by a teacher. And I'm going to tell you his story. It fell near his house, and he went wandering around the neighborhood, flashed his flashlight, and found the door plug. Fell into some nearby trees. It's coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
So when the door plug blew out of the plane, where did it go? They were out over the water, I thought. When the plug blew out, but based on the wind and the plane's velocity, they actually had a pretty good idea the area it would land. And Bob Sauer found it. Bob Sauer is a teacher at Catlin Gable School. He's 64 years old, a science teacher. He actually teaches physics, among other things, and he had heard that the blown out door might be in the area. So he grabbed a flashlight, and this was Sunday night, because his ex-wife had called him. She had heard that authorities thought the door might have landed in the area. Now, he didn't think it was likely, but he got out his flashlight, and he started pointing at some trees that he and his kids had planted about 20 years ago, and noticed a white object. And it was the missing piece from the plane. It was definitely an airplane part, he said. It had the same curvature that the fuselage has, and it had a window in it. And it looks like it did not smash into the ground very hard, because I guess the trees probably softened the blow. Did not hit anybody. Did not cause any property damage. He attended the National Transportation Safety Board. He alerted the National Transportation Safety Board, and it was right in the middle of the briefing. And the chairwoman, Jennifer Al-Hamady, was able to tell reporters, "We were really pleased that Bob found this." Of course, she never fully identified him. It's just, "Bob found this. Thank you, Bob." Then they showed up at his house to inspect the door. It was one piece. They took it to his front yard. They snapped photos of it. And it did not fall directly from directly overhead onto the trees. You know, it was flying through the air, caught up in wind currents. Then he goes to school later in the morning for his astronomy class, and students and teachers were saying, "Are you the Bob? Are you the Bob?" It was the Bob. And he actually spent part of the class discussing the physics involved, how the object reaches terminal velocity, the maximum speed that's attainable by an object if it falls. He's taught physics, astronomy, geology, and chemistry for 23 years. They gave him an NTSB special operations patch and a board member medallion. So it was a happy day. And they offered to send officials to his class to do a presentation on how the agency conducts investigations. But he said, if it wasn't finals week, I would have taken them up on that. But he said, you know, it's finals week, and he was already falling behind grading his students. And so now the door has been sent for analysis. The scary thing is all the bolts that they're finding in all the other planes. And Boeing had terrible problems with the MAX 8. And because those two planes fell out of the sky in foreign countries, thousands of miles away, it didn't have the same impact here. We remember it, but it's not like it registered in anyone's memory. And I don't know anybody. Do you ever check like what kind of plane you're on? I wondered how many people would be checking they were on a MAX 8 after those two other planes fell out of the sky.
I did. And I am going on a plane in a few months, and my husband said that it's an 8. And I said,
Well, the 8, supposedly they fixed.
Supposedly.
Right. The 9, though.
Nah.
I guess we'll find out.
Right, exactly. If I don't come back, then you'll remember this, and Eric will replay this segment.
It's not going to take much of a hole to get sucked out of the plane.
Imagine her sitting in 26B.
Oh, whoosh. My God.
You would have seen her flying over the roof by your house.
You wouldn't want to see me anywhere in that plane. I'd be the one screaming like a lunatic.
Those things are grounded. United in Alaska, they've had to cancel a lot of flights, and there's a lot of passengers displaced. That was a good chunk of their fleet. When we come back, we've got two assassination stories involving Donald Trump, and I'm not making this up. I'm not hyping this. The word Trump and assassination ended up in the headlines twice today in two separate instances. And one other note I meant to mention, I'm going to be on my wife's video podcast tomorrow, Deborah Cobalt Live. She has a weekly podcast, and it's live on YouTube and Facebook, and she's going to interview me for about an hour on the history of the John and Ken Show. So if you want to see me get interviewed by my wife about the John and Ken Show, it's tomorrow at 10 a.m., YouTube and Facebook. It's going to be recorded, so it'll appear on both sites forever. It should be fun to watch.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John Kobelch Show on demand. That's the podcast version of it. So what are the odds? Today there are two stories about Donald Trump and assassinations. Serious stories, for real here. There is a case at the federal appeals court today. Trump and his attorneys are claiming that that Trump has presidential immunity and should not be criminally prosecuted. This is in response to all the indictments that Trump is living with at the moment. So there's been debate for many years about the Constitution. The Constitution is always, well, it's a mystery box sometimes. A lot of things are vaguely worded or not directly addressed, and appeals court judges and the Supreme Court sometimes have to get out a Ouija board and try to figure out what the founding fathers meant or intended with their ambiguous phrasing. And there's been an ongoing debate about whether the presidents have absolute immunity. And the argument from the Trump lawyers, in fact, the lead lawyer, John Sauer, his claim is that presidents, including Trump, have literally absolute immunity, saying that only a president who's been impeached and removed from office could then be criminally prosecuted. So the former president, Trump, should be shielded from criminal prosecution because whatever crimes he allegedly commit happened while he was president. And he was never removed and never impeached. And so you follow what he's thinking. It's like if the president commits an alleged crime, then he has to be impeached, and then he has to be removed from office. Trump was impeached but never removed twice. So under congressional rules, he never committed a crime. Therefore, according to Trump's lawyers, he can't be criminally prosecuted. He's got this aura of protection because the events happened while he was president. And the House and the Senate never took action to remove him. So one of the judges asked John Sauer a hypothetical. Could a president who ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival, and he's not impeached, could the president be subject to criminal prosecution? And Sauer responded, if he were impeached and convicted first, there's a political process that would have to occur. Which means Trump's lawyer was saying, yes, Trump or some other president could have a political rival assassinated. And unless he's impeached and convicted, constitutional protection. Presidents can assassinate their rivals. And, you know, you need a two-thirds vote in the Senate to convict a president and remove him from office. If it's your guy, your party, you may have protection, right? If Trump had somebody killed, and the Senate is got 55 Republicans and they stand with Trump, this is not unforeseeable. They stand with Trump, then yeah, you're right. Trump gets away with it. No process. That's what his lawyer is arguing. Second story about Trump and assassinations. Trump was gathered, well, reporters were gathered at a federal courthouse in Washington. And two media members were heard cracking jokes on a hot mic about Trump being cut down by an assassin's bullet. They were standing there complaining about how hard it was to get a view of Trump based on where they were situated. They had their news cameras, and one person could be heard saying, it was a live feed from the Associated Press, you know what the worst part is? Even if he has the window open and he's hanging out of it, he will be on the other side of the street. I mean, if he was driving, we've got a good shot, the second reporter said, to which the first replied, yeah, if he's driving with the front window open. Yeah, or it's a convertible, said journalist number two. Oh, I wasn't thinking about that, said the first. Yeah, if he pulls up, and the first guy said, like JFK? Maybe someone just like they told JFK, you know what you should do? You should take a convertible. It's so nice out. And everybody started laughing. That's right. Roll down the window, hang your head out. It's really nice out. Hey, maybe an assassin will take you out. And this is these are the reporters who are waiting outside the building as Trump's lawyer was telling the federal appeals court that, hey, if Trump or any president assassinates a rival, hey, if he's not impeached and convicted, then there's no charge here. All right. You can't make this stuff up. Now, the latest on the Jeffrey Epstein case. His brother has released what he says is a list of evidence that points to Epstein being murdered. And, you know, there was a 128-page report produced by the Department of Justice, and there was a long list of errors made by the staff. But Mark Epstein, Jeffrey's brother, he says, I only want to look at the facts. He told this to New York Post. When we consider the facts available, we get more questions. There seems to have been no investigation once it was ruled a suicide. They saw no reason to dig deeper. He goes, I can't find his pre-hospital care report, and I can't get the 911 call. It seems like a cover-up. Two medical examiners were present for Epstein's autopsy, and they decided to list the manner of death as pending, saying there needs to be further investigation. That was overruled a week later by the New York chief medical examiner, Barbara Sampson. She decided it was suicide, claiming that she saw additional evidence, but she never said what the evidence was. Michael Bodden was one of the medical examiners, and of course, he's been famous for decades. I remember him joining the OJ case. And Bodden said Epstein had two breaks on each side of his thyroid cartilage near his Adam's apple. and one above it on the left side of his hyoid bone. And he said these breaks were extremely unusual in suicidal hangings and occur much more commonly in homicidal strangulation. He said, I've not seen in 50 years where that occurred in a suicidal hanging case. There was no photo taken of the position of Epstein's body when he was found. Autopsy photos show that the marks on his throat were in the middle to lower portion of the neck, not straight, not raised, not pointing to the side and back of his throat, which is what happens when you get hanged. He was suspended from the top bunk in a near seated position, his buttocks 1 to 1.5 inches off the floor. So most of his hanging, most of his body weight was hanging on the ligature around his neck. The guard who found him claimed that he ripped the sheet and cut it. And they found two nooses in the cell, but the noose taken as evidence was not the one that the guard cut and ripped from Epstein's body. The autopsy showed that he was dead for at least 2 hours and possibly up to 6 hours. He was supposed to have a roommate, but the roommate never arrived. And there was no recorded video evidence. The cameras weren't working. The digital video recorder system failed. So from 10:40 to 6:30, no one was seen entering Epstein's cell tier. Both guards had fallen asleep and did not check on prisoners at all the night he died, and later admitted to falsifying records, saying they completed the checks. Does seem like somebody paid a lot of money, spread the money around for everyone to fall asleep and disable the camera and cut short the investigations. More coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand, the podcast. Did you hear about the microplastics in water bottles?
Yes, I did.
You drink out of water bottles?
Yes, I do.
All right. You're going to be shocked at this. Average water bottle is 1 liter. You know how many little, tiny, invisible bits of plastic are in 1 liter of water? 240,000. That's the average. Less than a micron inside. There's 25,000 microns in an inch. Does that seem right? Well, in any event, there's 240,000 little microscopic particles of plastic. And it's also in all our food, including all vegan foods.
You just added that.
No, I didn't. It's a separate article in the New York Post. I mean, had I not seen it, I would have made it up. But they find that nearly 90% of food contain microplastics, especially protein. Chicken, beef, seafood, pork, tofu.
I don't eat any of those.
Plant-based alternatives. They purchased all the products from two supermarkets and a grocery store in Portland, Oregon. This was from the University of Toronto. They found 88% of the samples contained plastic particles. So no matter what your diet, you're drinking and eating little bits of plastic by the hundreds of thousands every day.
So is it coming out in our poop and our pee?
Well, they say it's in our brains.
Oh, God.
It's in our bloodstreams. And it can penetrate what they call the blood-brain barrier. So, like, you are slowly turning into plastic.
Well, hopefully it'll, you know, I have a few years left and, you know.
Just a few. No, one day you're just going to go rigid.
Yeah, but if I'm elderly and it's my time, then that'll be okay.
Yeah, you might last longer if you turn to plastic.
Maybe.
Yeah. You're not going to decay as quickly.
That's true.
Previous research says humans consume a credit card's worth of plastic every week on average.
Oh, my God.
Does that seem right, though?
Well, I mean, given all the different diseases that we really don't know how we contract, maybe.
44% of the microplastics were fibers, 30% were fragments. And whether land-based or ocean-based products, like seafood, there's plastics in the ocean. Land, there's plastics, you know, when the cow grazes, right? The plants that you use for those fake vegan foods. The yearly adult exposure to microplastics, on average, you consume anywhere between like 10 and 30,000 microplastics.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't know. It looks like the plastic.
Don't drink water.
It's not just water.
Don't eat food. It says
we're just going to die then.
See, they break down. It's broken down into nanoplastics. These are much smaller than microplastics, so they easily enter the bloodstream and into organs. See, now, if it was that bad, then we would have all seized up and died,
you
right?
You would think, right.
I mean, it doesn't take much plaque in your heart arteries to cause a heart attack,
well,
right?
That's why I'm wondering if we're expelling these nanoplastics.
I got to think so, that most of this...
Because if not, then how do we live to 80, 90, 100?
Right. I mean, that should block up your digestive tract, too.
And our brains.
And our brains, right? If I got a credit card's worth of plastic in my brain, that would... You know what? I don't believe this.
You think it's fake?
Not fake, but wildly exaggerated. First of all, I don't know how they'd know if there's 25,000 nanoplastics in my water bottle. Nor do they know whether they're just passing through. Maybe I'm peeing out 25,000.
Right, that's my point. And if we're peeing and pooping it out, then who cares?
They're using words like contamination, but people really do live longer than ever before. And so I don't get it. I mean, see, I read too much because it's, you know, partly because it's a job and partly because I just read too much. And I can't tell you, it's probably a dozen stories a day I read about if you ingest this food or that food, you have this habit or that habit, that it takes X amount of days, months, years off your life. And I'm thinking, well, I should be gone by now. In fact, all of us ought to be gone by now.
Well, not me.
Well, no, because you eat, you know, you just go out and graze every day.
Right.
You have your plate of dandelions.
You know what? This is the way I look at things. You know, we do the best we can and that's it. Right?
You can't control the world.
You can't. Or else we just can't get out of bed in the morning. I mean, I worry enough about earthquakes and planes.
And door plugs blowing off
right,
planes.
Exactly. I can't worry about nanoplastics now.
Some yo-yo doesn't bolt.
Right.
The door on. Yeah, you're going to get up and work. Yeah, now, like I have a bottle of water here, right?
Yeah.
I have thousands of microplastics in this bottle of water.
Me too.
Yeah.
Look at this.
So.
Okay, well.
And we're both healthy.
Hopefully.
Physically, at least.
Yeah.
All right.
Speak for yourself.
Physically, I'm fine. Mentally, I'm on the edge. Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-Hour Newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.